This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening for Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Good evening. Glad to be here. It's going to be an interesting show tonight.
Yes, tonight we're going to be finding your own inner oracle using the new inner oracle self-discovery cards. And of course, we invite those of you listening live to participate. And helping us out tonight is Michael Kelly. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good evening. As some of you might know, I was having some technical difficulties last week, so I wasn't able to do my normal duties on the show, but everything's working now, so I'm really glad to be back. And always, if anybody has any questions, comments, or if you're interested in a free reading from Dr. Hunter, please call 714-459-3973.
Great.
Well, actually, Dr. Kelly's going to be the reader tonight. I'm just the backup.
I don't know what
you did a great job last time.
She's got this in her head.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right. So, Michael, we'll take your calls, screen them, and make sure that you are not an alien, because we're not doing aliens tonight. All right, we'll do aliens tonight. Go ahead.
Well, that
and
would
do
be an interesting
some of my
call,
best friends are aliens.
What?
That some of my best friends are aliens.
Oh. Of course they are.
That's
all right. All right. So let's get on with stuff here. I'll put you back on mute, son. And all right. So let's get the introduction out of the way. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. We operate a couple of schools, the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, IMHS, where you get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics. Visit metaphysicsinstitute.org for more information. And we also operate the College of College of Humanistic Science. Oh, man. Oh, man.
We're off to a great start tonight.
We are. Okay.
We are so
must be something I took. No, not really. Anyway, you can take standalone courses and certification programs at ICHS. Just visit ICHSworld.org for more information there. Now, since we normally do our profession of beliefs on each show tonight, we're going to dispense with them. I'm going to sum them up in a couple of sentences, mainly do no harm, do right. There you go. That pretty much covers everything.
That's one sentence. Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I could get into it more, but, you know, we're going to get into the card. So let's just start this off. If you would like a reading of the new Inner Oracle self-discovery cards, which we're going to do right here, either via chat or call in, then please do that. Call the number there on your screen. 714-459-3973, and Mike will take your call and get you in the queue. If you would like reading, just let us know in the chat room as well.
Let's just describe the cards, Doug.
Yes.
Let's tell our audience again about the six suits. I must say there's five plus that other special suit that was added. It's really cool. So there's six suits altogether, and each has its own. Go for it.
Well, you were doing good.
Well, really, it's an offshoot off of the Life Leadership Program, so the Paragon, sorry. And it was developed over a course of quite a while, actually, and making sure that all these different aspects of life could be covered, so that when you draw a card or three cards, or you do, you know, we have the Triquetra. I have a hard time saying that word. Triquetra, which is a triangle with center points. So developing a new layout. And when you draw these cards, it really speaks to you, I think, from your subconscious, your higher self. So that's how they were designed. And they're really beautiful. And they're pretty powerful cards, actually. And as I understand, the first orders have gone out.
Yes, we have shipped all the orders that we got, so we've got a supply of them here. And you can get them at the link that I'm putting in the chat room. I'll also say it for our archive listeners. It's metaphysicalhumanism.org/store, and they're the first ones that come up there. They're $30 plus shipping, a donation of $30 plus shipping, and it will give you the different some information about it. did you state the different suits? I was multitasking, sorry.
No, I did not.
All right. So we have 5 suits. They are Life Leadership Paragon is one suit, and each suit has 9 cards. There's 5 suits plus a wild card suit. The first suit is Life Leadership Paragon. The second one is Existential, followed by Spirituality, followed by Life Skills. And I'm missing one. I'm looking at cards. Service to others, yes. And so then there's the wild cards. So there's a total of 54 cards here, and they all have what we call an action statement on them. So that's that action statement that obviously is the key to the card. And with the oracle cards comes a guidebook, which gives a brief description of each card. But it's also important that the card can mean something specifically to you as well. Now, if you are a student of IMHS, you've already graduated or you're in the degree program, this is patterned after that. There's a lot of information in here that you'll recognize. In addition, the guidebook has several layouts that you can choose. A common one is the Life Leadership Paragon or Trikitra spread, which utilizes 5 cards. There's a 3-card spread. There's a Pathways spread, which utilizes the 3 arrows as part of our logo. And then there's the Mind-Body-Spirit spread that you can do, which is the circles in our logo. They're all based on the logo, except for the 3-card spread, which is unique. So that's what we're going to focus on tonight, is the 3-card spread for...
Which would be the present situation, energy unfolding, and outcome.
You got
kind
it.
Of.
But,
and I know, there's a lot of readings that do past, present, future. And what I encourage people to consider is the past will come up if it's relevant. But really, I think what we want to know is today, the energy unfolding, what events that will, likely take place, and then how that particular energy is going to work out, kind of a conclusion of sorts. But, life is ongoing, so there's always levels within levels, cycles within cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And these cards, some people could say that these kinds of cards speak in a generality. We're all going to relate to what we think, what we know, and see what we want to. And that's, I think, true for anything. But if we're really... seeing a depth to it, I found that these cards can be pretty specific, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how they're designed.
Well, and looking over the guidebook, which is 48 pages, and it's got a little example of each card, each one of the cards, the action statements really get you thinking. That's what the idea of them is, the idea behind them. In fact, some of our websites will have a card on there. And if you refresh the page, it'll give you a different card at random. But these action statements get you thinking about whatever's going on. So maybe you've got a problem or a challenge that you're trying to get past or resolve. And so you get that in mind, and then you choose whichever spread you're going to use and start pulling some cards, and you do it several times. And the interesting and unexpected thing about it is you begin to see some patterns. You begin to feel the energy undercurrent, which is just you. It's communicating with your higher self. It's searching deep within and it's giving you ideas that you may not have considered otherwise. That's the whole point, to get you to think. So that's the point behind the cards. So far we have nobody requesting any readings, so we're going to talk about other things.
We can do that. I'd like to just make a little bit of a comparison here to let's say tarot cards, because
mm-hmm.
I've been using tarot for over 40 years. So tarot is, as we know, 78 cards, is divided into two areas, major and minor arcana. 52 of the cards correspond to a regular deck of playing cards. And they've evolved. Lots of people have different opinions where they came from. I find that depending on the layout, tarot is very, very specific to events or certain energies. It, again, if you use, let's say, a three-card spread, it can be a little more general, but it does give the energy of the question that you're asking about. And when using these inner oracle cards, it speaks, I think, to a higher level. And it's more about, as you said, Doug, I had a cough. I had
That's
a tickle
fine.
In my throat.
I hate it when that happens.
So it's like poking at your own subconscious, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, and that's a good explanation of them. The thing that I wasn't prepared for was how powerful they were. I mean, I thought this was a great idea, get you thinking, but I was even surprised when using them, especially in the beginning, to just see there's just this, it's like it's hard to explain the energy that comes up, and it's not, you know.
Let's read a couple of cards, Doug. Actually, Angie Kittle just came on chat. And,
oh, cool.
And Angie's asking, what do we need for a reading? You don't need anything, Angie. So here's the thing. We're going to have Dr. Kelly tune in to Angie, tune into her energy, spread the cards, and choose three, one at a time, face down on top of each other, and then turn them over. And we're just going to go through each card. Now, the reason that you would not look, here's the thing, when people turn over a card before they pick the next one, it affects the psyche, and it does alter what you would choose next. So we're just going to go with energy, pure energy, and not have it interrupted, because we're very visual people. So the minute we see that, I was going to go here, but now I'll go here, and we change our minds. And that's the second guessing, with intuition. So we just let the intuition flow and choose three cards.
Okay, I've got my rather elaborate network of antennas focused on Angie, who is an IMHS student and a good one at that. Angie is very sharp student. She's got a kind heart, does a lot of work with animals, and very conscientious, almost to a fault. Okay, I have three cards picked.
First card.
Especially for Angie. Okay, the first card is one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Do you want me to read the comment?
Yes,
card
please.
Number 35.
You have the book. I just, for everybody to know, there's been a hold up with our postal service, and I have yet to receive the updated, card deck and the booklet. So my information is in many files in my computer, not in the printed version of the booklet. So,
all right, so here's what the guidebook says about card number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny.
All right.
And Angie, you can just determine whether this has any meaning for you. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthier life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality toward others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are divine energy. So this card is the the first of the three, which denotes?
It would be the present energy, energy in the present, and it may relate to a specific or it could be a generality. So, you know, we're basically talking quality here, and so what's the next card, though?
The next card is card number 4. It's under the Life Leadership Paragon suit, under self-responsibility, and the action statement is past, present, future.
Ah, interesting.
The guidebook description for this card is: the three universal laws of personal responsibility are, number 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. Number 2, don't expect others to do for you that which you can and should do for yourself. Number 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
You know, from these two cards, one to the next, I would gather there's some mediation going on for Angie in her life at the moment. But I'm interested now to hear what the third card is.
Third card is number 25 in the spirituality suit. The action statement is power of belief. And the description for this card is: belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy. Proceed with conviction.
You know, I'm going to step out on a limb here and suggest that there's a little story to be told with these three cards. And I think that we can all relate to a circumstance where we're not necessarily in sync with everybody else around us, or we're stepping out in a way that's unfamiliar to the people around us, and we have to check in with our beliefs and stand in our own beliefs. So, you know, how we're all people and we're all trying to get along, but we have to look at, you know, where we've come from, where we are, where we're going, and then stand firmly in our own beliefs. And that's what I would gather from this, from the layout of these three cards. So, you know, I'm hoping maybe that, you know, kind of can resonate with Angie at some level.
Me too. And, you know, speaking of what you were just talking about on standing in your own beliefs, I want to make some comments on that. One of the things that we find with students, some students, not all, but some who are studying at IMHS, getting their doctoral degree in metaphysics, is that they become the subject of ridicule by even family members and others who don't understand or don't agree or whatever it is. And
I can relate.
Cool.
It's true, though. Not about IMHS, but I'm saying when you're studying a field that's not ordinary, when you're stepping outside of the norm, or, you know, the basic social belief system, you're putting yourself out there.
And it's a risk, I get. And especially if you have any psychic abilities and, you know, you are able to communicate with spirits or whoever, they can also recommend that you see a psychiatrist, you know, to help you with those voices in your head and so forth. And obviously, I'm not talking about those rare cases or those cases where there is mental illness. I'm talking about healthy people who have gifts, who have these abilities, and who choose to pursue metaphysics. There's always the naysayers in the world, and many of them will be your family members sometimes. Not always, but often they can be. It doesn't matter. You know, you have a right to walk your own path. You are obligated to walk your own path. In fact, that's one of our sacred obligations, is to walk your own path. Be who you are. And you have a right to be who you are and walk your own path without judgment. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to judge you. It doesn't mean they're not going to give you unsolicited advice. It doesn't mean that they're not going to share their negative opinion with you. you always have the right to say no thank you. I understand you don't understand it. I understand you don't agree with it. That doesn't matter. It's not your stuff. It's my stuff. So would you please allow me to walk my path, and I'll allow you to walk your path. And then you shut up, and hopefully they'll get the point. But the bigger thing here is it can hurt. It can be discouraging and debilitating emotionally when those close to you put you down for what you're doing. Don't buy into their crap. You know, I mean, I can ask any one of probably many scientists or professionals or whatever about metaphysics. They'll think this is all bunk. They'll think that, you know, we're just teaching crap. They have no clue. That's their awareness. And, you know, they'll tell us we're crazy because we actually believe in the possibility of life after death, aliens, and spirits and stuff like that. And yet there are too many compelling examples, stories, incidents, events that are not explainable, that they can't explain. Oh, they'll just chalk it up to hysteria, swamp gas, or, you know, whatever. and that's good for them, but that doesn't satisfy the questions. The point I'm trying to make, there will always be people out there who don't agree, who don't get it, who don't understand. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. You be who you are. You walk your own path. Do no harm. Do right. Go out and live your dream. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Angie is got her her niece is with her. Her name is Beth. And Beth would like for you tune in. And I'm not going to say her whole name. It's in the chat, but I'm not going to say it for the sake of the archives, and she's not a student. So, but she goes by the name of Beth. And if you look on the chat, you can see her name there, Doug. Right. And tune in, choose three cards, and we'll see what we have for Beth here.
I'm just doing a shuffle or two until I feel like it's good.
Pretty good.
Which one more, and it will be. Okay. And while I'm finishing shuffling here, if you'd like to call in and have this done, you're welcome to. The numbers are on your screen. Now, when I choose these cards, I'm spreading them out face down in front of me. I have no idea what cards I'm choosing. So these three cards are for Beth. And I've got number one, I've got number two, and number three. All right, card number one is number 37, groundedness.
Ah.
The comment in the guidebook for 37 for groundedness, it's in the life skills suit. It reads, remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
You know, I think that that's really what it's saying, if I can kind of paraphrase this in another way, is it's we all go through times of changing our mind. You know, that we're looking at things in a new way, we're getting more facts, and we have to reassess, reevaluate, realign, and that helps us to stay grounded. So the next card is?
Next card is number 29 in the Service to Self and Others suit. The action statement is pay it forward.
Number
29. The guidebook says, living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way that you can pay it forward right now?
You know, I'm seeing a story unfold. I'd like to know what the third card is.
Third card is number 41 in the life skills suit. It's communication. So let's go to 41. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the two most important relationship traits.
You know, what I'm hearing here is that Beth is finding her voice. You know, it's staying grounded, living in that kindness, you know, that giving forward, and learning that communication to, you know, find her voice. I think we hit the nail on the head here, according to what we're seeing in the chat. And so that's good. That's good. So it's, I would think it's important for Beth then just to reflect on some of what she's heard and feel confident about herself. And it's okay to take inventory. And again, what it said in the very beginning about staying grounded, as reassess yourself. We all have to reassess when we get new information and we learn. And often sometimes people bring me information. I say, oh, that doesn't compute. I don't have a brain file for it. So I have to really think about it, you know. But we're always learning in that way, even if it means that it doesn't fit in my belief system. But to live in that kindness and to be able to speak your own truth. So we're glad that fits for Beth. That's awesome.
Yep. Looks like it was spot on.
Angie says, my ear is ringing from her shock. I guess Beth screamed. So, yeah. That's great. That's great stuff. You know, the thing about these cards is it can be specific, but in a way that is higher specific. In other words, it's not going to tell you to race out and buy a lottery ticket, but it will tell you that this is a good positive time for you to put out positive energy. You know, that's how it works. So it's whatever is, and sometimes I find that it speaks to the subconscious, not necessarily the thing that's in my front mind. And I think that's with any kind of oracle reading, if you will, or any kind of divination, is I go in and I want an answer to a particular question, and it's not going to answer my question. It's answering something else, because there's something else I need to see before I ask my question. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's they work in many different ways, so that's great stuff. So if there's anybody else who would like to, you know, have some cards drawn for them, please, again, chat room, or phoning in.
We got a few more minutes left, so time's a-wasting. The thing about these cards is that there's a guidebook as I've been reading from, but some of these cards might mean different things to different people, too, and that's the point. It doesn't matter so much what the guidebook says. It kind of gets you on the right track. But there might be some other aspect to it that is meaningful to you and you alone. And that's the interesting thing about these cards, is that they're meaningful to us individually. So what two people might get the same card but mean slightly different things to those people. That's what the point of it is.
We have another request in the chat, Dr. Olga.
All right.
A graduate of our school, too. So if you focus on...
True.
And certainly you know, Olga, better than, you know, certainly I do and a lot of people. So just tune in with a clear, objective mind. Choose three cards and let's see what comes up here. Great.
All right. Dr. Olga Nordstrom. She teaches our Reiki courses. She is a very nice person and very smart. And she's kind of like me. She's smarter than she looks. All right, I'm picking... Just kidding, Olga. All right, I'm picking three cards. All right. The first card is wild card. Wild card number 7. And the face is hope.
Interesting. You can read Hope.
I'll read Hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
Interesting. Number two card.
Second card. Huh. Another wild card, number two. The face value is, and then some.
Interesting.
So that reads, when you have reached your limits and believe you have done all you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By so doing, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
And number three?
Number three is number 26, spirituality suit. The face says energy signature.
Very interesting.
All right, so let's read 26. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
You know, when I put these together, hope and then some, and then energy signature, I would step up to say that you're going through a shift, Olga. You're going through, I would think, a psychic shift, a spiritual shift. And sometimes we don't know how to make that apply in real time. You know, it's like you're getting new information and you're stepping up your game a little bit. And then what? It's you are changing your energy signature. And sometimes there's a little bit of adjusting with the people around, of course. You know, I mean, if I've changed and I'm also not telling other people. They just see me different, and our interactions are different. Sometimes I actually have to tell them. So there's a new dynamic coming up here. But I think that you have taken another step in your own evolution, and you already do extraordinary work. We know that. But I think you're in a shift, and that's really exciting.
You're in a deep shift.
That was good, Doug. Good one. Deep shift. Yeah. So I hope that makes sense to you, Olga, for what you're going through, or at this time in your life, certainly. So, and again, it's one of the things that I frequently do, especially if I'm reading for myself, which I don't do very often, is I will lay the cards four times so I can see different angles of my life, because it's never just one way. There's just not, there isn't one linear. Life is in layers. You know, it's when we remember life in layers. Oh, Olga just said that it does make sense to her. That's great. Thanks for the feedback, Olga. And so I will read, like I said, four different times. I'll lay the cards four different times. And then I can see what is consistent, what keeps repeating. And oddly enough, with 78 cards with the tarot, the same, very often similar cards will come up, like three or five of them will be the same, which is extraordinary math, really, in odds. And so that's what I grasp. I go to that center place of, okay, what is this, you know, what is this telling me that sometimes my intellectual mind can't grasp? So this is just, when we're doing this, it's one angle or one aspect of life. So that's just to keep that in mind.
Yep. All right, so we probably have time for one or two more. If anybody listening would like to let us know, either by calling in the number or in the chat. But I think we pretty much exhausted anybody who's actually logged in. So if you're not logged in, you really can't write in the chat. So if you want to call in, you can. Do it quickly, 714-459-3973. It's in the chat. Michael put it in the chat. And if nothing else, you'll get to talk to him, which will take your mind off of us.
That's funny. You know, for the sake of just doing a recap, would you go through the six suits again, Doug?
Sure. The first one is Life Leadership Paragon Suit. There's 9 cards in each one of these. The next one is Existential Suit. Again, 9 cards. Then we have Spirituality. Then we have Service to Self and Others. Then there's Life Skills. And those are the 5 suits. And then we have the Wild Card Suit, which is another 9 cards. And on the Wild Cards, each one has the energy at hand is outside the norm. So they're a little more potent is the way I like to look at it, or at least there's perhaps a strong message in those when they show up.
Well, they really do address life situations, I think, you know. Oh, we have Shirley in the chat. She popped in. Glad to see you. So if you can tune in to Shirley.
She's up in the Great White North, like you.
Yeah, I think she's on the other side of
the
country, though, out in the
east. All right, Shirley.
3 cards.
Okay, I got 1, I got 2, and I got 3. First card is number 6, the Life Leadership Paragon Suit. The face value is boundaries. I will read number 6. This card represents boundaries. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
And what would the second card be, Doug?
Second card is number 34. Service to Self and Others is the suit. Face value action statement is take or release ownership.
Interesting.
34, that relates to boundaries. Take or release ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only that which is yours and releasing the rest.
So it sounds like Shirley's in another shift also. So what does the third card say?
Third card is a wild card, number 7, hope.
See, and we read hope earlier, but it's really important.
This 4 or 5 times.
I know. It's really important to read it again. Even if a card has come up, you know, in repeating, even for yourself when you have your own cards, you read it again because it's going to have a different context.
All right.
So it's really important to read it.
Hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
Now, you see, I think that this is just indicating to us that Shirley is taking on a new level of thinking or a situation where she's stepping it up also. You know, sometimes we can think that we understand things until we encounter a situation. We get to that situation and we have to do a review. That's all. And it's like a review of boundaries and about ownership and who owns what, and then still restore ourselves with hope. So never, in other words, this is a natural cycle that we all go through all of the time. So this is just playing out for Shirley at the moment. So,
all right. Yeah, and I can see how those apply, knowing Shirley. And I think that that worked out pretty well. I think there's some, I think it's a good representative of what's been in the, you know, up till now or in the past and current. And so,
As I say, we all go through these cycles. And yeah, I had had someone ask me the other day, gee, I thought I came to terms with all this divorce stuff I had years ago. And as I tried to explain that, sometimes things are, we have to peel away layers of habits, thinking, beliefs, stuff that we just don't even know is there. And it takes years. And again, when we encounter a situation that we haven't had in many years or something triggers it, there it is. You see, so it's down there and we get into it. And that just goes on. That's throughout life. That is being human and that is life. So yeah, I don't think if we can say it's not a matter of what I'm dealing with from the past, it's a matter of learning more about myself as a result of my life experiences.
All right. We got 3 minutes left. We have a caller. Darren, welcome to the program. You'd like a reading, right?
Yeah, I would.
Darren, you there?
I heard you were doing some readings tonight. And
yes. We got to do it quick because we're running out of time. So I'm going to just, I don't know Darren, so I'm picking out 3 cards while focusing on him. And here we go. First card is number 36, gratitude. And we might have to talk about these without reading them. Vicki, if you have any thoughts.
Gratitude is feeling gratitude, receiving gratitude. So it's not just what we're giving, it's what we're receiving. And I often say, too, we can't be in control of giving when things are given to us. So the situation as it is, the energy around today, it's really an energy of gratitude and kind of pondering it.
All right. The second card is wild card 7 again, hope. And we just read, that's odd how that, and I shuffled these things several times. Hope is basically, hope is the first and last fail safe. When we've lost our hope, we've lost everything, so we can change our belief. Hope is based on beliefs. We can change our beliefs by changing our core values, by taking in knowledge. And so that's the energy of the current, right? Of the
that's the second one unfolding, yeah.
Okay, energy unfolding. So it has to do with hope. The third card is 14, energy shift, new chapter. Take it.
Wow. You know, honestly, Darren, don't give up. Don't lose faith. It's take inventory. Think about, you know, what you do have to work with and what you are, what is being received into your life. And it's really encouraging for you to be hopeful and optimistic and positive, and because you're entering a new chapter and the doors are opening wide. So this was really significant, these three in that order. That order was really important for you to hear.
Well, thanks, Darren, for calling in. I'm sorry we didn't have more time, but we will be doing this again in 1 month. The first Wednesday of each month, we will do the readings from the inner oracle cards. Again, if you'd like to get your own deck, you can get one through a website. You go to metaphysicalhumanism.org/store. They're the first thing that comes up for a donation of $30 or more, plus some shipping, and you'll get them pretty quick. There's some more information about them there, too. We will post some information about upcoming shows on the website. I'd like to encourage you to visit metaphysicalhumanism.org if you haven't been there. Read our Principles of Belief. We've got some different things happening with that. If you'd like to learn more about metaphysics, enroll in the degree program at metaphysicsinstitute.org or take a standalone course at ichsworld.org. Until next week, we appreciate everybody listening, but until next week, we encourage you to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night.